不然我还以为大家还在睡觉哈，还没有
睡醒。Wake you up？
很高兴我们在主日的清晨，我们在主的殿中来敬拜他哈。
We're so very glad to join to worship our God。
那么我们今天呢，要开始新的讲道的系列。
Today we're going to start a new sermon series。
那这个系列呢，是一个非常实用的系列。
It is very applicable。
是讲到心理健康与基督教的信仰。
It's about mental health and our faith。
因为这个是和我们每一个人的生活都密切相关的。
It is very relevant to every one of our lives。
所以在我们开始之前，我们预备我们的心，先做一个祷告。
Let's prepare heart and let's have a word of prayer。
天父上帝，我们感谢赞美主。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you。
因为你是赐恩典雨露的神。
You are the God who give us your grace and the rainfalls。
我们为我们今天可以来到教会主的殿中来敬拜你，我们献上感恩。
We thank you that we are able to come to your temple and to worship you today。
愿主你在天上垂听我们的祷告。
Pray that you will listen to us。
也愿主的圣灵在我们当中亲自的运行。
Pray that your Holy Spirit will work among us.
打开我们的眼睛。
Open our eyes.
让我们能晓得你的真理。
So that we will have the understanding of your truth.
使我们的生命都充满了主的恩典。
Pray that our life will be full of your grace.
还有你的荣光。
And your glory.
我们这样的祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
Pray this in your Son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
好，在开始之前，我先让大家猜一个东西。
Before we get started, I have something for you.
我这有一个兜子，兜子里面有一个东西。这个是什么东西
？What is it？
啊，有人认得，我还怕没有人认得。很多人不知道这是什么东西。哎，给我照张相 ，Angry Bird。
It's good that you recognize it.
要放在网上去。
Somebody take a photo with me.
哎。照得好一点，如果你照得不好，我就会生气了，像是 Angry Bird。Oh yeah, angry。还好有人认得这个东西哈。
I'm glad that you can recognize the Angry Bird。
为什么这个东西怎么来的呢
？Where did it come from？
在这个实际上这是一个电子游戏。
It's a video game。
那么在2009年的时候，在芬兰有一个电子游戏的这个公司。
2009, in Finland.
他们呢，当时这公司的经营啊，非常的不好，就濒临要破产的样子。
The company is not running well, and it's going to bankrupt.
所以当时有一个设计师就设计了这一个这个鸟，然后这个鸟没有翅膀，也没有脚，哈。
So the game designer came up with this Angry Bird. It is a bird, but without wings or feet.
于是他们给起名叫 Angry Bird， 一个愤怒的鸟。
So they name it as Angry Bird.
没有想到这个游戏一出来啊，瞬时间就风靡全球哈。
And nobody would think that it once it's coming out, it's just a hit. It's a hit.
不但变成了电子游戏，而且还在这个拍成了这个动漫的。片子哈
，There is not only video game but also animation。
你看，还有做成这样子，所以到处这是我女儿的哈。
And plush toys。
由此可见啊，愤怒啊，真的是现在很 popular 的一个话题哈。
So you know that the anger is a very popular topic。
所以我们来看哈，这个世界呢。是越来越疯狂的了。
So you see that the world is getting more crazier.
所以人是越来越没有耐心。
And people are getting less and less impatient.
所以我们在这个世界上生活啊，你要想保持一个清醒的头脑，不是件容易的事情。
It's not easy for you to keep a clear mind.
因此啊，你看到到处都有什么怒气冲冲的人。
So you pretty much see angry people everywhere.
不过带 slow 可能会比较少一点。你要在洛杉矶开车的话，你发现那街上每个人都是怒气冲冲的哈。
If you're driving Los Angeles, and it's common to encounter some angry driver.
然后你看到别人 去突然间在你开车中间插到你前面去，后面的人就会摁喇叭。
And somebody cut you in, and then you get honked.
然后这个前面开车的人，他还会把他的车窗弄下来，然后把手伸出去，你知道是什么姿势啊？
And then the people in front of you will even lower their window and then insult you.
所以在美国专门有一个词啊，来讲这种公路上斗气的事情。
So there is a specific word to describe this angry driver.
这个词就叫 road rage, 对不对？
It's called road rage.
就是在公路上，大家因为生气，有的人为此怎么样，开枪。
So people even get shot.
哎。就这样，有人真的是受伤啊，或者出事的都有、啊。
Or even get killed.
所以这种可以看出来，这个愤怒是我们人类一个非常常见的一个心情。
So anger is actually a very common emotion for us.
很多的时候啊，我们的人认为说，生气只有那个发脾气的人他才是生气的啊。
Oftentimes we think that only the people who lash out on others are angry.
其实我们忽视了，其实我们很多人都是会生气。
But we neglect that every one of us can be triggered with anger.
但是我们的表达方式不太一样。
We have different ways to express it.
好，今天我们就开始这个新的讲道系列。
Today we will start this new sermon series.
那么这个第一讲呢？就是关于怒气的问题。
And the first sermon is about dealing with your anger.
我们来思想怎么样来正视我们心中的怒气。
Let's ponder on how to deal with it.
可能有人说，陈牧师，你讲的这个怒气，这属于心理学的范围，跟信仰应该没有什么关系。
Maybe you will question, mental health belongs to psychology. What does it have to do with our faith?
但是其实我跟你讲，我们基督教讲的是什么？讲的是耶稣基督的救恩，对不对？
But Christianity is all about the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那么耶稣基督的救恩是救你的什么？
But what does Jesus save?
首先是灵魂，对不对？
Your soul.
但是也会有你的身体。
And also your body.
那就是将来是灵魂体是完全的得赎。
Your soul, your spirit, your body will be completely redeemed.
所以你就可以想象说，我们的灵魂和情绪是完全受这个影响的。
So your soul and your emotions are will be directly impacted.
所以我们的救恩能够在我们的身上发挥功用的话，肯定会影响到我们的情绪。
So if the salvation works in you, it will impact your emotions.
所以这就是全人的医治。
It is the holistic healing.
你知道人类对心理学最早的认知其实都是来自于神学家的。
The foundation psychology all came from theologians.
那么最著名的一个就是叫罗耀拉的 Ignatius of Loyola.
Loyola.
那么他就是天主教的一个神学家。
He's a Catholic theologian.
那么他当时这是在大概是16世纪吧。他提出的一些个观察概念至今还是非常有影响力。
And his observation and exploration has impact on psychology.
好，那我们现在首先就来思想一下这个愤怒到底是怎么回事。
Let's take a look at what is anger.
所以俗话说呢，人有七情六欲。
We see that people have seven emotions and six desires.
那么七情呢，就讲了我们有七种不同的情绪。
Seven different emotions.
就是喜、怒、忧、思、悲、恐、惊。
Joy, anger, worry, miss, sadness, fear, and shock.
那么有不同的说法，不同的次序，但是其中都少不了一个的是什么？怒气。
And anger is very common.
所以，怒气呢是人皆有之。
We all experience it.
如果有人说我从来都没有怒气
，If someone said I've never been angry，
那我就问这个是不是人呢？
Are still a human being？
你生活在这个世界上，不可能没有怒气的。
It's impossible.
不过这个怒气的表达每个人是不一样的。
But people manifest or express it in different ways.
有人生气的时候他睡觉。
Some people just go to sleep.
这个比较好，是不是？
That's actually good.
但是有人生气的时候他喝酒。
Others choose to drink.
那么 还有人生气的时候呢，他是什么？他开始就是暴跳如雷，对不对
？Others would act like a thunder and fire.
那么砸东西、摔盘子都是这样。
To throwing things, smashing things.
甚至有人会出手伤人的。
Or even hurting others.
那我们知道他是非常非常的生气了。
Then you know this people is extremely angry.
其实甭管是哪一种情况，我们其实对生气这个事情都比较缺乏了解。
In either case, we have a lack of understanding about anger.
可以讲说是有一些比较常见的误解。
And there are some common misconceptions.
那第一个误解就是说，我们觉得说生气呢是人之常情，所以呢就不会去理会。
The first misunderstanding is that anger is human nature, so we don't have to deal with it.
所以这种对于生气的处理的办法是非常常见的。
And that is very common way.
既然人人都会生气，那么生气就生气，生气过去就完了。
So let's just don't get hung up on it.
只要不出大事的话，不出人命，我们就大概不会去追究啊。
If nobody dies, nothing major happens, then just let it go.
那这个问题的根源就是生气的原因，他没有去追究。
Then you don't deal with the root cause of the anger.
所以它的后患无穷。
Then the aftermath will be endless.
第二个误解常常认为说生气嘛就是这个人的脾气秉性。
The second misunderstanding is that anger is the temperament.
有些人就是脾气暴躁的。
And some people have a hot temper.
那么一点火就着哈。
And you can just start a fire easily.
他自己也认为是，我就是这个脾气，所以我就是这个样子。
And they consider that natural.
这样的话，我们就不会去想到生气这个事情，也不会去对付它。
Then you won't be able to deal with it.
另外还有一些比较特殊的情况，有的时候生气呀，生气是一种手段。
Other circumstances, being angry is a manipulation.
因为我们得到要想得到自己要得到的东西哈
，to get what you want。
那么通过生气，你一生气，哇，周围的人马上就紧张了，对不对
？When you get angry, people around you get nervous。
啊，你得到了所有的注意力哈
，and you get all the attention you want。
很多时候你也得到了你所要得到的东西
，and you get what you want。
所以生气成为手段，有的时候也是你。有些人去推卸责任的一个方法。
So it's also become a way to run away from responsibilities.
他一生气的话，他就可以不需要做他要应该要做的事情。
So they don't need to take the responsibility.
那么第三个误解的话，就是说有人认为这个生气呢是跟这个环境跟他人有关系的。
The third misconception is that anger is caused by others.
如果说没有这些事情发生
，If that didn't happen.
如果说没有这些人去招惹我
，If they didn't provoke me，
那自然我就不会生气。
Then I won't lose my temper.
所以我生气的原因是外部的原因。
So they blame others.
其实忘记了，中国有句俗话，叫做“没有家贼，引不来外鬼”。
There's Chinese saying you must know that there must be thieves in your house.
如果你只有导火索的话，你心里边没有那火药库。它不会爆炸的嘛
？If you don't have the gunpowder in you, you won't start a fire.
所以，你之所以会爆炸，是因为你心里面本身就有火药库。
Because you have the fuses, so you will explode.
所以，当有一个导火索的话，怎么样才会造成这样的原因
？So that things can trigger your anger.
所以呢，不能光看外部的因素，要看内部的因素。
So you need to look inside.
就第四个误解。就说讲到说，有人认为说我怒气发泄出来我就没事了。
The fourth misunderstanding is that if you let your anger out, you'll be fine.
这个看法至少说认为说知道说生气这个事情怎么样会有一定的危害。
Well, this view at least recognizes the danger of being angry.
你知道生气其实不光对周围的人有危害。
But it's not only hurting people around you.
其实对自己也是有危害。
But also hurt yourselves.
哎，这个学一点医学常识，我们知道，你一生气的话，最简单的就是你血压会升高。
If you have basic medical knowledge, you know that your blood pressure just jacked up.
其实你全身都会紧张的哈。
and your body just tensed up.
你的心脏，你的各个器官都要紧，因为什么？你要 fight 这样。
And your major organs are actually are heavily burdened.
但是发泄出来并不解决问题哈。
But lashing it out doesn't solve the problem.
我们比较熟悉的呢，应该是说这个怒气是向外发泄哈。
We're familiar with this way to lash it out.
其实我们不太熟悉的怒气也可以向内发泄。
But we are maybe not, it's not common that anger can be internalized as well.
我们知道向外发泄的怒气怎么样会是不好的。
Letting it out is not good.
其实向内发泄的怒气同样也是有危害的。
But this inward anger is also bad.
因为有些人就是把怒气隐藏起来。
Some people tend to hide their anger.
其实呢你根本就藏不住的。
But you cannot hide it forever.
总会有的合适的时机它就会暴露出来。
When it is triggered, it will be revealed.
就是你在好莱坞最佳的演员你也演不出来这个水平的。
Even you are the top tier Hollywood actor or actress, you can't just put on performance.
因为你对一个人不满意你对他生气的话不可能永远藏着，除非你不见他面，不跟他讲话，不跟他接触，是不是？
If you're angry at someone, unless you cut them off, otherwise you will flare up.
所以这种向内向外的宣泄其实都有危害。
So this inward and outward anger is damaging.
由此可见，这些观念就导致了我们对怒气的了解不是很深入。
So these misunderstandings make us don't know anger very well.
所以我们就有点束手无策啊。
So we don't know how to deal with it.
所以我们不知道怒气什么时候来。
We don't know when it will come.
我们也不知道它什么时候去。
When it's gone.
所以就严重损害我们的人际关系。
So it's damaging to our interpersonal relationships.
那个跟我们最亲近的人。常常是首当其冲的。
And those who are closest to us will get hurt.
因为越亲近的人，他就会越多的感受到你的怒气。
Someone is closer to you than the are victim of your anger.
以前碰到一个年轻人，他这个跟他的岳父母吵架哈。
I know a young man who fight with his in-laws.
所以我就常常跟他说：“你怎么会跟岳父岳母吵成这个样子呢？”
And how come did you get in fight with your in-laws?
因为这个他岳父母只是临时的到美国来访问。我说你装也把这两个月装过去了，对不对？
Because his in-laws is just temporarily visiting them in the U.S. You can't you just pretend?
人家说这个婆媳关系不好处，那婆媳妇吵得一塌糊涂，那还可以理解。你说你跟岳父岳母还干起来？哎，我说我不可以理解。
I just don't understand how.
他说，忍呐，忍啊，忍不住啊。
And he said, I try to suppress and hide it, but eventually explode.
不同就爆炸出来了。
And lash it out.
这个明显的例子，因为他有怒气，他从来就没有认真的去思想过这个怒气是怎么回事。
Because he didn't take it seriously and to think about it.
所以当遇到一些导火索的时候就爆炸。
So when it is triggered, he will explode.
所以到底有什么方法可以帮助我们来解除怒气的魔咒呢？
So, what are some ways for us to break the curse of anger?
好，今天我们就来看圣经怎么讲。
Let's see what Bible talks about anger.
那么圣经呢，有多处论及到人的怒气。
The Bible talks about anger many times.
那么箴言呢，就有十一处的经文讲到怒气的事情。
In Proverbs, there are 11 verses about anger.
那今天我们只看一段。
Today we're going to look at one verse.
在箴言的14:29.
Proverbs 14:29.
不轻易发怒的大有聪明，性情暴躁的大显愚妄。
One sec.
Sure.
Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly.
说这里对比了两种人。
In comparison, there are two different types of people.
一种人呢是 不轻易发怒的。
One is they are patient.
那另外一种人呢是性情暴躁。
The other is quick-tempered.
前者就是有智慧的人。
The patient one is they have wisdom.
后者就是那个愚拙的人。
The other one is foolish.
所以在箴言里面常常对比这两种人，一种是有智慧的人，一种是愚拙的人。
And in Proverbs, usually they use comparison of the wisdom and the foolishness.
所以这两者形成了一个鲜明的对照。
And that's a sharp contrast.
所以这句经文就告诉我们说，人有管理怒气的责任。
So this verse shows us that we are responsible to manage our anger.
怒气是可以控制的。
And it is possible to manage them.
如果我们对照基督徒的品格来讲
If we look at Christian's character,
怒气的对立面应该是什么
What is the opposite side of anger?
我们大家可以想想那圣灵的果子有九个对不对仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制
You think of the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
那么对应的是哪一个应该是忍耐
It is patient.
不轻易发怒的人，他有忍耐的品格。
Those who are slow to anger, they are patient.
所以他才不会轻易的被环境来左右。
So that they are not easily swayed by the circumstances.
那么，当有事情发生，特别是有人冒犯他的时候，
when they are offended,
他不会轻率的采取行动。
They won't be reckless.
他会慎重的考虑。
They will think it carefully.
然后采取合宜的行动。
And then act appropriately.
他不会过度的反应。
They won't overreact.
那么采取那个激进的报复的手段。
Or to aggressively retaliate others.
很多的时候我们有些的情况遇到一些哦别人说一句什么话我们不爱听的时候有些人会怎么样马上就反击。
Sometimes when others say things you don't like, you will react instantly.
可能说话的人根本不晓得是怎么回事，到底这个东西从哪里来的。
But maybe those who have offended you, they have no clue.
我们就知道这个人的怒气在心里面是什么，都是很久了。
So you will know that those quick-tempered have this anger for a long time.
不知道谁会踩到他的这个底线你就砰一下就爆炸。
You don't know who is the one who that will trigger it.
那么，一个不轻易发怒的人，他会给对方留有余地的。
So a person that is slow to anger will give space to others.
他给对方一个解释的机会。
To give them a chance to explain.
你说这个话到底是不是这个意思
？Is this what you meant?
就是对方有错的话，他给对方一个道歉的机会。
So that gives opportunity for the other party to apologize.
所以这就是一个不轻易发怒的人。
This is a person that is slow to anger.
我们再来看第二段经文。
The second verse.
第二段经文在雅各书的第一章十九到二十节。
James chapter 1 verse 19 to 20.
这是大家非常熟悉的一段经文。
We're very familiar with it.
雅各给了三点的建议。
James give us three tips.
我们来看雅各书第一章十九节，我亲爱的弟兄们，这是你们所知道的，但你们个人要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒。
My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry.
因为人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
这时雅各讲的并不是个新的东西，那个是以色列人的一个古老的智慧。
James' teaching is not new. It's very familiar for the Jews.
所以我们如果要认真的去做的话，肯定会收获匪浅。
If we practice according to this teaching, we will hugely benefit from it.
但是很多的时候我们做的恰恰是相反的。
But many times we do just the opposite.
除非我们有意识的训练自己跟控制自己。
Unless you intentionally train and teach yourself.
雅各怎么说？你们要慢慢的。不要搞错了，对不对？我们首先要快快的听
，quick to listen，
但是很多时候我们根本不听的。
Oftentimes we don't have time to listen.
别人在说的时候，我们脑子里在想我下面应该怎么说。
When the other party talk, we are thinking inside like what should I, how should I respond?
圣经说你要慢慢的说。
Slow to speak.
其实我们就是在喋喋不说的说，说个不停的哈。
But once we start it, we won't stop.
然后圣经说你要慢慢的动怒。
To become slow to become angry.
但是我们一旦听到自己不喜欢的东西，马上就怎么样，把它反击过去。
We immediately want to react.
不分青红皂白的去指责对方哈。
And not giving the other person to explain.
Yeah, 我想这个很多的时候我们要去训练自己哈。
And we need to train ourselves.
Yeah, 我自己以前讲话也有这个问题，后来有一个人提醒我，说你要听别人讲话哈。
I used to have this problem, and until someone reminded me, you need to listen carefully.
因为别人在说话的时候，你在想，你没有在认真听对方讲话，你是在想我自己怎么去回答他。
Because when the other person talk, you are thinking about how to respond, not really listening.
所以你就会不会完全理解对方要讲什么东西。
So you won't have the true understanding of what they're talking about.
只是想我要把我讲的东西讲出来。
But focusing on how to respond.
这是一个很好的提醒。
This is a great reminder.
第三段经文应该是取自以弗所书第四章二十六到二十七节。
The third verse is in Ephesians, chapter 4, 26 to 27.
那么保罗就怒气啊，提出了三个注意的事项。
And Paul also gives three things to note about anger.
以弗所书第四章二十六节，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步。
In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you are still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold.
所以，这里面保罗提出，首先你生气是不可避免的，但不要犯罪。
It's inevitable to be angry, but do not sin.
第二个是你不可以含怒啊。
Do not let the sun go down while still you're angry.
就是让你的怒气啊，有时间呢，在你的心里面不断的怎么样，不断的在那里啊膨胀哈。
Don't give it, set a time limit. Don't let it, grow.
你给他的时间越多，怎么样，他就成长的机会就越大哈。
The longer you let it, stay in your heart, it will grow bigger.
到了一个程度，它必然会爆炸出来。
To a point, it will explode.
那第三个就是不给魔鬼可乘之机。
Do not give the devil a chance.
生气的事情可能难以避免。
The anger is inevitable.
但是不要错失一步。
But don't miss a step.
因为当你生气的时候，是我们人最脆弱的时候。
Because you're most vulnerable when you're angry.
最容易丧失理智。
It's easy to lose your mind.
你会说出一些非常伤人的话。
You're going to say things that really hurts.
而且呢，不但会得罪人，我们也会冒犯神。
And you offend others, but also and also offend God.
因此，圣经说不可轻易的发怒。
Be slow to anger.
那么。这三段经文呢，几乎给我们一个启示是什么呢？就是说人呢是完全可以掌控自己的情绪的。
These verses reveal that we can completely manage our emotions.
所以当人愤怒的时候，当你知道生气的时候，我们去应该掌控这个怒气。
So when you are angry, you should deal with your anger.
而不是让怒气来掌控我们。
Not letting your anger control you.
我再讲一遍哈。我们生气的时候，我们知道我们有责任，我们也能够去控制我们的怒气。
When you are angry, you know you can and you are responsible to deal with it.
而不是让怒气来掌控了我们。
Not let it walk over you.
我们没有办法控制别人说什么，做什么。
You cannot control what others say or do.
我们也没有办法控制周围会发生什么样的事情。
We cannot control what happens to us.
但是我们可以控制的是我们对这些事情的反应。
But you can choose how to respond appropriately.
所以我们的反应应该是合情合理的。
It should be reasonable.
而且应该是合神心意的。
It should be pleasing to God.
人呢，不应该为怒气所辖制。
And you shouldn't be held hostage by the anger.
但是我们平常生活中看到很多人是被怒气 所辖制的一个状况。
But we see a lot of examples that are controlled by anger.
那以前有一位姓张姓的先生哈。
I know Mr. Zhang.
那他呢是在这个机关里面做事情哈。
He works for the government.
那有一次呢，他这个机关来了一个非常漂亮的啊一个女生哈。
And then there was someone came who's a very pretty lady.
很多单身的男生都哇非常的激动要去追求她。
And many singles were excited.
那这个张先生认为自己呢是很平常普通的一个人，好像觉得说哎呀这个很难追得到手的哈。
And Mr. Zhang just don't think very highly of himself. Doesn't think he got a chance.
哎，没想到这个女生就偏偏喜欢上他了。
But somehow this girl just fell for him.
那后来他很快就结婚了。
And they got married.
啊，这个张先生非常的开心，娶到一个这么又漂亮又温柔的妻子。
And Mr. Zhang was very happy with his wife.
不过很快他就发现了一个问题。
But then soon he realized something.
他也知道说他娶的这个太太以前呢，他有过一段刻心铭骨的恋情。
He found out that his wife was had a ex that their relationship is really deep. Sorry.
That's all right. They got it.
My vocabulary is just yeah.
那他跟这个男生后来呢，这个男生把他跟他分手了哈。
But then his wife was dumped by.
所以他非常伤心，所以他换了一个工作的地方，到了这个地方。
That's why she switched to a new job.
那他就是非常的伤心，他就随便找了一个人就结婚哈。
So because she was devastated, so just randomly chose a guy.
所以这个张先生非常生气。
So Mr. Zhang was extremely upset.
哦，因为他之所以嫁给我，不是因为爱我，乃是因为看到我很老实。
You chose me not because who I am, but because I'm just a normal guy.
所以他的怒气啊，真是他没有办法去消化这个事情，他没有办法接受这个事情。
He cannot take it.
所以在每天的生活，他对他的太太。尽情地说了很多尖酸刻薄的话。
So he was very mean to his wife.
这是很多的场合，他都没有办法原谅他太太的这个过去的历史。
And he cannot forgive her for her history.
直到有一天，他太太最后是自杀了。
And until eventually his wife committed suicide.
当他太太自杀的那天，他才真正意识到他的后悔。
And then it's too late to regret.
所以人的怒气啊，是我们应该要认真的去对待的。
So we should really face and deal with our anger.
那么，到底怎么样去追根寻源的去找出怒气的原因呢
？So how do we find the root of your anger?
我们首先要知道怒气是什么哈。
You don't know what is it?
那怒气我刚才讲了，应该有三部分组成哈。
There are three parts.
第一个怒气有导火索，对不对
？The trigger.
然后怒气有怒气的表达，对不对
？The expression of anger.
那第三个部分有怒气的内因，哈。
And then the root cause of anger.
所以呢，这三部分组成，你才怒气才会表达出来，对不对
？And then that consist of the anger.
所以根据美国心理学会的这个定义，哈，怒气是一种情绪。
According to the American Psychological Association, anger is defined as an emotion.
其强度范围包括从轻微的刺激
from mild irritation,
沮丧
to frustration,
到极度的愤怒
to extreme anger.
大家知道这定义了吗
So now you know the definition.
谁可以举手告诉我，我一点怒气都没有，从来都没有怒气的
Anyone have never experienced any level of anger?
不可能的嘛，哈。
Impossible.
每个人都会有。那这个是我们的个人呢、啊、或者是我们所爱的人或是我们自我的形象我们的价值我们的目标当受到威胁的时候我们就会生气。
So when ourselves or our loved ones are threatened, we will have anger.
但是我们的这种反应呢，实际上呢，有的时候是真实的。
And our reaction might be in reality.
别的人真的是有意无意的侵犯了我们。
And the others did offend us.
但有的时候是我们的想象。
Sometimes it's imagined.
并不一定是完全是真实的。
Not reality.
我们也会生气的。
But we still angry.
所以我们要看怒气，首先要看看我们怒气的内因是什么。
So we have to examine the root cause of our anger.
其实我们有些的内因呢，其实大部分内因都是有问题的。
Most of the root cause are the problem.
因此要求我们去认真的对待怒气，而不是敷衍了事。
So take it seriously, not to downplay it.
因为怒气每一次都会卷土重来。
Because it will come back again.
因为你不处理它的话，它一有机会它就跑出来。
And whenever you give it a chance, it will explode.
而且一次比一次厉害哈。
And it will become fiercer.
那我们最常见对付怒气的办法呢，就是忽视、压制或者是隐藏。
The common ways to deal with anger is to ignore or suppress or hide it.
就像我们刚才讲的，这个不能解决问题。
But this doesn't solve the problem.
反而将问题复杂化。
But to complicate.
那么持久的怒气必然会使我们陷在罪中。
And prolonged anger will lead us to sin.
所以人被怒气所攻击，却毫无回击的能力。
And we're attacked by anger, but not being able to fight back.
所以我讲，持久的怒气必然会使我们陷在罪中。
Prolonged anger will lead us eventually to sin.
所以那是一个很大的诱惑。
That is a temptation.
所以愤怒本身是给我们一个警告啊。
Anger is a warning to us.
就表明说事情出了差错。
That something is wrong.
所以应该我们应该去正视这个怒气。
So that we should face it.
正视怒气的第一步就是什么呢？就是你首先要承认自己有怒气。
And the first step is to admit it.
你要知道我心里面原来有怒气的。
Face it. I have anger in me.
不是简单的把这个怒气归在周围的环境或其他人，那些是我们讲过是导火索。
Instead of blame others.
然后我们要确认这些怒气。
And to confirm the anger.
最好给它起个名字。
Name it.
你为什么要起名字？你觉得很奇怪，哎，起名字是非常好的办法。
Give it a name.
比如说你在高速公路上开车，有人在前面插进你的车，你会生气，对不对？
For example, you drive on a highway, someone cut you in, you're angry.
于是这是你的心中的一种怒气。
That is one type of anger.
你可以给他取个名字，管他叫粗野先生。
Call it Mr. Rude.
下一次你在生气的时候，你就知道，哦，粗野先生，他又来了。
The next time this anger comes up, you will recognize it, Mr. Rude came.
这个你能够认识他，这个是很重要的一步。
It's a critical step that you will recognize it.
这是一个很大的进步。你一旦能认出他来，你就知道说他是怒气，他不是我。
You recognize it so that you can separate yourself from it. It comes and then you recognize it. This is not me. This is anger.
因为我们很多的时候之所以怒气，被怒气控制，是因为什么？认为说，这个怒气就是我，我就是怒气，这个就是我，其实不是的。
And oftentimes we think, the anger and myself is one.
这样这个怒气，你把它认出来，它对你造成的损害就大大的减少。
So that once you guys are separated, then it will minimize the damage.
那第二步就说你要表达跟沟通哈。
The second step is to express it and to communicate.
每个怒气都有对象的。
Every anger has an object.
这个对象呢，有的时候是自己。
Sometimes you're angry at yourself.
哎，这自己对自己生气是有的。
Be upset about yourself.
有的时候对他人。
Or against others.
还有的时候我们是对上帝。
Or against God.
对不对？圣经就记载了一个人对上帝非常生气的先知，大家知道他是。
Do you remember there is a prophet in the Bible who is extremely
约拿
angry at God，
对不对
？Jonah，
我们也会对上帝生气的。
We also take our anger out on God。
当你所有的事情都不顺的时候，你就觉得说， 为什么神不把事情给我捋顺了？
When you are in a mess, you blame God.
所以呢，这个时候我们会对神也有看法。
And we're against God.
所以你处理怒气的办法，你就要跟你的对象去表达跟沟通哈。
So communicate with this object of your anger.
那么第三步就是妥协跟和解。
The third step is to compromise and reconciliate.
如果怨恨的对象是你身边亲近的人，我想宽恕跟和解这是必不可少的。
If you're angry with people around you, forgiveness and reconciliation are important.
除非我们愿意将自己的感受去告诉对方。
Unless you're willing to tell the other person how you feel.
你对对方的看法是在平心静气的时候跟对方去沟通。
And you calmly communicate them.
很多的时候我们对对方有看法，我们不沟通的，不敢说。
Oftentimes you have your opinions or feelings, but you don't tell others.
我们藏在心里。
And you hide them.
我们什么时候说出来？对，吵架的时候那是说
出来。And you only let them out when you start to be angry.
Much worse, 哈。所以这里讲到说，你应该去表达说，我为这个事生气了。我把我的想法跟对方去沟通。
Calmly communicate your feelings and emotions to the other party.
那这样才能够解决问题。
And that will solve the problem.
但很多的时候啊，简单的怒气一般都可以，大部分可以处理，有的时候我们需要别人的帮助。
Many times, you can solve the problem yourself. Other times, you need help.
有些比较严重的情况，甚至我们需要有专业的辅导去帮助我。
Or even professional counseling.
这个就是我们在这个过程中我们经历生命的改变。
And we will experience the life transformation in this process.
圣经里面有一个人也是非常容易生气的。
There is another person who is quick-tempered in the Bible.
我们今年早些时候讲的约翰一书、二书、三书，那个作者是谁？使徒约翰，对不对？
The Apostle John.
哎，他年轻的时候有个外号，他的名字叫雷子。
The Sons of Thunder.
Yeah, 他就是一点就爆的哈
，very explosive。
他在路过撒玛利亚村庄，跟耶稣在一起走的时候，那地方的人说：“我不接待你们哈。
”When they are traveling and passing Samaria and people rejected them，
约翰跟耶稣怎么说
？What did John said to Jesus？
他说：“老师，你干脆从天上打雷，把他们全部劈死就好了。那降火，把他们都烧掉。
”Just Let fire come from heaven and burn those guys.
但是我们知道，老年的约翰，当他学约翰福音、约翰一二三书的时候，嘴里面全是什么？你们要彼此相爱。
But you know, the same Apostle John, when he writes the gospel, is full of love.
我们看到说，改变我们的生命是可能的。
You see that life transformation is possible.
不要说我就是这个脾气的人，我就是爱生气的人。神可以改变我。
Don't say this is just me.
God can change you. 只要我们愿意。
If you're willing.
今天呢是我们心理健康系列的这个第一讲，我们讲到怒气。
Today's our first sermon in this mental health series.
我们要正视怒气。
Deal with your anger.
不过呢，我们也需要正视我们的期望。
But we also need to adjust our expectations.
如果我们你发现你达不到你的期望，你就会对教会生气了哈。
If expectations are not met, you will probably be angry with the church.
讲了半天怒气，最后我的问题还没有解决哈。
Talk about anger, but you didn't solve my problem.
就是听一篇讲道不可能解决你的怒气的问题。
One single sermon won't solve your problem.
这篇讲道能达到什么目的呢？
What is the goal of this sermon?
如果能达到目的，让你开始重视这个怒气的问题，这就是达到目的。
To remind you to pay attention to your anger.
就好比是弹琴哈。
It's like playing piano.
Rachel 弹琴越来越好了，是不是？但是我告诉你给你讲一大通说弹琴有多么美好。
If I just lecture on you how beautiful it is to play the piano.
对你的人生多么重要。
How important it is to your life.
那你明天就会弹琴了吗
？Will you learn be able to play it tomorrow?
你要练的
you need to practice.
你要找老师的去学的
find a tutor.
所以同样的哈，我们对付怒气不是说你听了一篇讲道可以，这是 hard work.
same way. It takes hard efforts, hard work.
我们只有去认真对待我们心中的怒气，我们才不会被怒气所辖制。
So you need to face it, deal with it, so that you won't be controlled by it.
那1995年的一部片子，好莱坞拍的电影哈。
There is a Hollywood film in 1995.
这个片子名字叫《数字的七》哈。
Seven. Seven.
有没有人看过这部电影
？Anyone have seen this?
哎，哦，舅舅看过。
七宗罪。
你看过 ？OK， 好。不然就好哦 ，Roger 看过，不然好像只有牧师看电影似的哈。这个电影啊，拍得很不错，因为这个是讲到他去破案啊，一个这个连环杀手啊。
It's about a serial killer. Serious killer.
那么这个两个警官呢，一个是年纪比较大的黑人警官。
There was a senior police officer.
那么是Morgan Freeman 扮演的。
Played by Morgan Freeman.
那么这个年轻的警官呢的扮演者也很有名。
Brad Pitt.
你知道吗Brad Pitt.
There's younger officer.
他们去调查。哎呀发现一个案子又发现一个案子。
And they got involved in this case with this serious killer.
后来他们怎么发现这个每一个杀人案后面都会是连接的呢
？And how they connected these cases?
原来这个杀手啊，他把这个人杀死之后，他在现场就留下一个字。
So the killer will leave something, some clue, at the after they killed.
这个字呢就是七宗罪中的其中的一个。
One of the seven sins.
这 seven deadly sins, 七宗罪啊是第一个是骄傲、贪婪、情欲、嫉妒、贪食、暴怒和懒惰。
The seven deadly sins, pride, greed, lust, envy, gluttony, wrath, and sloth.
当他们发现了这几个就哦就知道说已经有三个人被杀死，他知道后面还有四个。
So once they connect the first three dots, they realize there will be four more.
然后这个杀手啊，非常的狡猾，他们根本就一点线索都没用。
And the killer is extremely smart, so that they had no clue.
最后啊，五个已经被杀死了。
So at the fifth people being killed,
他们还是没有。办法找到凶手。
They still don't have a clue.
他们知道肯定还有另外两个这样的这个受难者。
And they know two more people will be killed.
他一查这个名单，他就知道这两个其中一个是嫉妒，另外一个就是暴怒。
And then check this list of seven deadly sins. They know that one is envy, one is wrath.
结果就在他们。这个不知所措的时候，突然这个凶手到警察局怎么样自首
？So when they had no clue, but then the killer came to the police office.
所以既然他来自首，警察就开始追问他，那两个人的尸首在哪里
？So the police starts ask him where is the other two bodies.
他说没问题，你可以带我去一个就荒郊野外的，他指了一个地方，结果他们就带他去，我会告诉你那两个在哪里哈
？And the killer admitted, no problem. I'll show you where they are.
当他们到那个地方，一看这空空旷旷，什么都没有啊。
And they went to a very rural place.
就是突然间就来了一辆轿车，然后给他送了一个这个一个包裹。
And then a package was delivered to them.
所以当这个年老的警官一打开这个箱子的时候，他就突然间他就知道了。
When the senior officer opened the box, he understood.
他知道了这个凶手的诡计在哪里啊。
Know the trick of the killer.
因为这个盒子里面装的就是这个年轻警官妻子的人头。
In the box, it's the head of this younger police officer's wife's wife.
所以。当这个年轻的警官看到这个情况的时候，怎么样？他的愤怒简直是没有办法控制。
And the young police officer is just extremely angry.
他当场就拔出枪来，怎么样，把他打死。
And he killed the killer.
因为这个凶手说他就是嫉妒，因为他嫉妒这个年轻警官有这么好的妻子。
Because the killer admitted that he represents the envy.
那么这个年轻的警官就是这个暴怒的受害者。
And then the young police officer is the victim of wrath.
所以弟兄姐妹，愤怒是可以被别人利用来怎么样，来怎么去操纵我。
So you see that anger could be used by others to manipulate us.
所以只有我们去认真的对待我们心中的怒气，我们才可以不为怒气所辖制。
So we have to face it and deal with it so that we won't be controlled by it.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父上帝，我们恭敬将我们今天所传讲的都交托在主你的手中。
Dear Heavenly Father, we dedicate what we preached and taught today to your hand.
愿主你成为我们的帮助。
May you be our help.
愿主你成为我们的山寨。
May you be our fortress.
你是我们可以依靠的。
You are our stronghold.
主，当我们心中有各种各样情绪的时候，我们恳求主你怜悯我们。
We ask you to have mercy on us when we are full of emotions.
让我们晓得我们的怒气从哪里而来。
So we can figure out where our anger comes from.
所以我们可以控制我们的情绪。
So that we can manage them.
在这一切的情绪当中，我们可以更好地认识我们自己。
And in all these emotions you give us, we can better know ourselves.
也求主你帮助我们不被怒气所辖制。
And help us not be controlled by the anger.
使我们成为一个蒙神喜悦的人。
So that we will become pleasing to you.
我们这样的祈求祷告奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray this in your son Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.